میں دعوت اسلام بھی glorious in every corner of the world. میں دعوت اسلام بھی glorious in every corner of the world. For the sake of Medina, we are calling upon you, Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that whoever recites Durood Pak 80 times a day, 80 years of his sins will be forgiven. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Dear viewers of Madni channel, we continue with the series To veil or not to veil, that is the question. And from today, inshallah, the following series, we will talk about Khatun Jannat, Hazrat Bibi Fatima radiallahu anha. And in the first part, we'll be talking about her elevated character, Shan wa Azmat. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal. We are so fortunate that we have a personality, especially for the Islamic sisters, as a model for them to follow. And in these coming series, we will learn about her noble character. And inshallah, we hope that you become inspired and adopt whatever she has practiced and recommended, the beloved daughter of our beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It's mentioned that Hazrat Sayyidina Huzaifa radiallahu anhu, he mentioned that once he asked permission from his mother to read Maghrib Salah behind our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he said, and that he will also ask beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam to make dua a maghfirat, dua of forgiveness for both his mother and himself. And his mother gave him permission, and he went and read Maghrib Salah behind our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam read Maghrib, and he also waited. And after our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam finished Isha Salah and was departing, Hadith Huzaifa radiallahu anhu mentioned, I followed him. And the discloser of unseen knowledge, our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, heard me. And he asked, who is that? And I said, then before that he said, who is that? Is that Huzaifa? So Hadith Huzaifa radiallahu anhu replied, yes. And he said, what do you want? And then immediately after that, our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, may Allah azza wa jal forgive you and your mother. And then he said, an angel disclosing this knowledge has come to me. This angel had never previously come down to the earth. And he said, he asked Allah Azza wa Jalla permission to give me this glad tiding. And he told me the glad tiding is that he said that Hazrat Bibi Fatima radiallahu anha is going to become the leader of the ladies in Jannah. And also he gave glad tidings that Hazrat Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu will be the leader of the youth of Jannah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. My dear Islamic sisters and viewers of Madi channel, did you notice how the Noor of Prophethood, our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not only recognized Hazrat Huzaifa, but also was aware of what his inner desire was. and what is the purpose of his visit. And he fulfilled this need before he even requested it. That means he made dua of forgiveness for Hazrat Huzaifa radiallahu anhu. That shows nothing is hidden from our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And even conditions of inanimate things like stones were clear to him. It's mentioned in Bukhari Sharif that our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, and this is the hadith. He said, "Uhudun jablun yuhibbuna wa nuhibbuhu." That means he said that the mountain of Uhud loves us and we love him as well, the mountain. That shows he knows what the mountains love as well. And Allah Hazrat radiallahu anhu has mentioned something very beautiful. Aur koi ghaib kya tum se niha ho bala, jab na khuda hi chupa, tum pe karo ro durood. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what can be said about your elevated status? Even the most hidden of hidden. Who is the most hidden of hidden? Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And through His grace and mercy, made Himself visible to you, Ya Rasulullah. So now, what can be hidden from you? When the most hidden of hidden made Himself visible to you, so what can remain hidden to you? Alhamdulillah, our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is his status, that nothing is hidden from him through the grace of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Through this hadith, we learn about the status of Hazrat Bibi Fatima radiallahu anha and her two children, Hazrat Imam Hussein and Imam Hassan. Dawat Islami's published book, which is called Sirat Mustafa, which is a book that comprises of 872 pages. On page 697 is mentioned that Hazrat Bibi Fatima radiallahu anha was the youngest daughter and the most beloved daughter of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to love her very much. And she had some beautiful names given to her. Her name was Fatima and her laqab was Zahra or Batul. That Hazrat Bibi Fatima radiallahu anha was born the 5 years prior to announcement of prophethood of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And alhamdulillah, as mentioned, she was the beloved of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and she was known as Ummu Sadat, also Muqaddamah Kainat, Dukhtare Mustafa, Sardar Khatun Jaha wa Jina, Hazrat Sayyida Tayyiba Tahira, Fatima Zahra aur Batul, Zakia, Razia, Marziya, Abida, Zahida, Muhaddisa, Mubaraka, Sayyidat Nisa, Khairun Nisa, Khatun Jannat, Muazzama, Ummul Had, Ummul Hasanain wa Ghaira. The meanings of these is very important for us to understand. Ummu Sadat means she was the mother of all the progeny of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all the Sadat. She is Ummu Sadat. Imagine, she is the only woman that has got this title, Ummu Sadat. Nobody else had, will have, or ever have this title. Mother of all the Sayyids, all the Sadat. What a title. And Dukhtar Mustafa means daughter, the beloved daughter of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the other is Sardar Khatun Jahan. That means she was the leader of all the pious women that will be in Jannah, both amongst women and jinn. She was king, leader. And also, Tayyiba means pure, very pure. Tahira means most clean. And Batul, that means she cut herself from all worldly desires. And whatever she did, she was solely doing everything for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Razia means she was very happy with a condition that Allah Ta'ala has given her. And Abida means she was an ardent worshipper. She worshipped all the time. Zahida means that she was not inclined to worldly things. Muhaddisa means she also related hadith. Mubaraka means she had barakat and she gave barakat and she was pious. Sayyidat Nisa means she was the leader of all the women. Khairun Nisa means she was the best amongst all the women. And why she was named Fatima? Allah Azza wa Jal has chosen this name for her. She and all those who love her will be free from the fire of hell. That means this is good news for those who love Hazrat Bibi Fatima radiallahu anha. Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anha has mentioned, Inna Fatima ahasanat farjaha faharramallahu zurriyataha alan nar. That means she chose purity and piety and Allah Azza wa Jal has made hell haram for all her children, all her offsprings. Alhamdulillah. Hazrat Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu has mentioned that he heard from his mother and she said that the beauty of Hazrat Bibi Fatima reported by her mother was more beautiful than the full moon of the 14th night of the lunar month. Alhamdulillah. So my dear listeners and viewers of Madni channel, how fortunate you are that you have such a model to follow. And it's mentioned in Mishkat Sharif that our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned. He said that those who love you and who love your children, they will be with you in Jannah. But for those who show dislike to you or your offsprings, they will be in the fire of hell. So this is something very important. Because in this dunya, there are people who criticize her offsprings, Hazrat Imam Hussein, Hazrat Imam Hassan radiallahu anhu. So they must be very, very careful. Because she is the flower bud of heaven. And it mentioned that even in the life, when she came face to face with women, they could smell this fragrance of Jannah on her. It was evident. And it's mentioned about her that even our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to sniff at her when she used to come and he should say, this is the beautiful smell of Jannah. This is Hazrat Bibi Fatima radiallahu anha. From childhood, she was made pure and she had the favor and mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Her beloved father was closely attached to her. And Alhamdulillah, because of this, our beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was very attached to her from the time she was small. And she was cleansed and made pure because of his closeness, her apparent cleanliness and her cleanliness from inside. She was pure. And our beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam described her. She said, my daughter is like the heavenly maidens, that means the hoors, and she does not suffer from menstruation. That is what even our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned about his beautiful daughter. Alhamdulillah. Sadiqa saliha sa'ima sabira saf dil neqo parsar shakira abida zahida sajida zakira سیدہ ظاہرہ طیبہ طاہرہ جان احمد کے راحت پہ لاکھوں سلام. So what is mentioned here are the qualities of Hazrat Bibi Fatima. And صادقہ means she always spoke truth. صالحہ means she was always pure. صائمہ means she used to fast and keep roza excessively. Sabira means she used to be most patient. Nekho means she had the best qualities. Parsa means she was very pious and very obedient. Shakira means she used to make shukr of whatever Allah Azza wa Jal bestowed upon her. Abida means she loved to worship. Zahida means she was always pious. Sajida means she was always making sajda. Zakira means she was making zikr of Allah all the time. So these are some of her titles. Alhamdulillah. Tayyaba means, again, pure. Tahira means also purity. And Alhamdulillah, our beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, due to his close contact with Hadrat Bibi Fatima radiallahu anha, these are the qualities that she acquired from the time she was born. She had this close contact with our beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, close relationship. And obviously, imagine having that close relationship with our beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how it impacted on her character. Because he was the teacher of both worlds. And for those who show anger, our beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said that who shows anger to Hazrat Bibi Fatima radiallahu anha, your anger invites the wrath of Allah Azza wa Jal. And those who show happiness to her will invite the happiness of Allah Azza wa Jal. It's something for us to remember. And also our beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said, she, Hazrat Bibi Fatima, is part of my body. I dislike those who dislike her, and I love those who love her. On the day of judgment, only my lineage will be intact. That means those who are joined to him. Our beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said that Hazrat Bibi Fatima radiallahu anha is the leader of women of both the worlds. Fortunate are those people who have deep love for Hazrat Bibi Fatima, for the family of our beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Ahlul Bayt. And these are the people who will earn the love of Allah Azza wa Jal and also earn the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Because it mentioned that those who are beloved of Hazrat Bibi Fatima radiallahu anha will become the beloved of our beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And who become the beloved of our beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will become the beloved of Allah Azza wa Jal. And it also mentioned that Hazrat Bibi Fatima radiallahu anha resembled our beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in many ways. Her appearance, her way of talking, even the way she walked, every part of her was a resemblance of our beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And it's mentioned that whenever she came into the presence of our beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, our beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to stand up in respect of his daughter and give his place where he's sitting for her to sit. And it's also mentioned that whenever our beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came in her presence, she also did the similar thing. That means she used to stand up in respect for our beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, her beloved father, our beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and she used to vacate her place and give her place to our beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This was the love between our beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Hazrat Bibi Fatima radiallahu anha. Ummul Mu'mineen Hazrat Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha has mentioned that she walked and her walking was always similar to our beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Hazrat Bibi Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha mentioned that once she saw our beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam whispering something into the ears of Hazrat Bibi Fatima radiallahu anha, and she began to cry. And thereafter he whispered something to her and she began to smile. So Hazrat Bibi Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha asked her, what did Pyare Aqa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam whisper to you? She said, our beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that every year Hazrat Jibreel Islam comes before the month of Ramadan and do door of the Holy Quran. That means I recite the Holy Quran and he listens, and then he recites and I listen. And this happens once. And this year, before Ramadan, he did this door twice. From this, I get the message that I am going to leave the dunya soon. And therefore, I began to cry. And then he said, "Why are you crying? Must I not give you this good news? Are you not pleased that you are going to be the leader of all the women in Jannah?" When I heard that, I began to smile. Alhamdulillah. As you can see, this glad news that we're hearing, that Hazrat Bibi Fatima radiallahu anha is going to be the leader of all the women in Jannah. Alhamdulillah. So some points regarding Hazrat Bibi Fatima, just as summary, that from her face to her legs, she was a resemblance of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And she even used to copy many of his styles. And it mentioned she was like a living replica of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And her walking style, everything resembled our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam had declared that she is going to be the leader of all the women in Jannah. And in order of to show respect to her, he used to always stand up when she came into her presence. And it's also mentioned by Hazrat Bibi Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha that when Hazrat Bibi Fatima radiallahu anha used to enter a room where there were all the mothers of the believers, Ummahat al-Mu'mineen, the blessed wives of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to only disclose any secret he had only to Hazrat Bibi Fatima radiallahu anha, even in the presence of all the Ummahat al-Mu'mineen. And it's mentioned that he said to Hazrat Bibi Fatima that just as you are pure and Allah Azza wa Jal has made you patient, I wish that whilst you are alive you have all the beautiful character, that when I pass away as well, you must maintain this character. That means, he said, you should not lament. And alhamdulillah, after our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam parted from this dunya, she cried, and crying is natural to show sadness. But she did not lament. That means she did not beat her chest and started tearing out her hair or screaming or tearing her clothes. Because this is not practiced by pious people. And Hazrat Bibi Fatima radiallahu anha, her loss was so great after her beloved father or beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away. But yet she had sabr, and as mentioned, 6 months after our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away, she also left this dunya. Viewers of Madni Channel, you think that just declaring with your mouth that we love Hazrat Bibi Fatima radiallahu anha is sufficient? Do you think that just saying and crying and lamenting when we hear about the Battle of Karbala, we hear about the martyrdom of Hazrat Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu and the Ahl Bayt, you think that is sufficient to display that we love Hazrat Bibi Fatima radiallahu anha, we love the Ahl Bayt and all this that happened at the time of Karbala was done just to make us cry for 10 days and show that we love Hazrat Imam Hussein, we love the Ahl Bayt, we love Hazrat Bibi Fatima radiallahu anha? What does it mean? This did not happen just to make us cry and shed tears and make a display of love. To show love means to follow the lifestyle of Hazrat Bibi Fatima radiallahu anha. It is only then this claim can become true. Now, Hazrat Bibi Fatima radiallahu anha, what kind of life did she lead? She used to do all the household work herself. It's mentioned that she used to cook all the food, make roti herself. She used to clean the house herself. She used to grind the flour. And those days they didn't have electrical devices. There was chakki, that means two big stones, a wheel made of stone, which was heavy, that you had to put in, there was a hole, you have to put whatever you grind in, and then you have to use force to make this go round and round, and it was a strenuous piece of work. And she used to do this with her own hands, grind this wheat or barley, and grind it, so much so that she used to get blisters in her blessed hands. And on top of that, because of all this hard work, her clothes used to be full of dust. And once, when our beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had a booty and a lot of slaves were captured after a war, Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu sent Hazrat Bibi Fatima and saw her, said, go to your blessed father and ask for a slave or a maid that can help you. And she went to our beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It's reported, she came in front of our beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he looked at his beloved daughter, Hazrat Bibi Fatima radiallahu anha, and asked her, what do you want? She said, can I have someone to help me? And he said to her, can I show you something even better? And at that time, Hazrat Jibreel Islam came and said, tell Hazrat Bibi Fatima radiallahu anha, this is why it's called Tasbiyah Fatima, to read 33 times Subhanallah, 33 times Alhamdulillah, and 34 times Allahu Akbar, and all the work she do will become much more easier. And Alhamdulillah, she did that, and she was able to cope without any servants. So my dear viewers of Madhi channel, imagine Khatun Jannat, the greatest amongst the ladies, the greatest, used to do the works with their own hands. And this is a lesson for those who claim to be the lovers of Hazrat Bibi Fatima radiallahu anha. What kind of lover are you when you sit back and don't do any household work? You want servants? And a Sheikh Tariqat has mentioned, there's a special Madni Namat regarding using the Tasbih Fatima to do your work, that will make your work much more easier. He said in Madni Namat, which is, there's 63 Madni Namat for our Islamic sisters, and Madni Namat number 3 says, today, after your 5 time namaz, did you read at least once Ayatul Kursi, Surah Ikhlas, and Tasbih Fatima? Now imagine how beneficial this is. This will make your work much easier. And this is Ruhaniyat help. What can be better than Ruhaniyat help? Let's make intention, inshaAllah, viewers of Madhi channel, Islamic sisters, that from now onward, inshaAllah, we will act upon Madhi Namat, especially the one for the sisters, inshaAllah, azwajal, and act upon this reading Tasbih Fatima, radiallahu anha. Now, my dear Islamic sisters, we look at your sister's lifestyle, how you impose on your husbands and put pressure on them to have maids. And if you look at the life of Hazrat Bibi Fatima radiallahu anha, it's also mentioned the Sayyidatuna Asma radiallahu anha, the beloved daughter of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, the beloved sister of Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, she used to also do household work herself. And despite doing the household work, she used to also go and gather seeds of dates to feed the camel. She do all these extra work as well without any complaints. And it is mentioned that for, this is now advice for our Islamic sisters, that try and live within your means. That means, do not impose on your husbands. Do not try and spend more than what he earns. Do not force him, because he loves you, to and impose on him that he must go and borrow money, get loan to try and please you, and then his whole life is one struggle. He's not happy because he's got all these debts. Why can't you do things to please him? Tell him, I don't need servants. I don't need all these things. Whatever you earn, we'll try and live by that. Make him happy. If he's happy with you, Hazrat Bibi Fatima radiallahu anha will also be happy with you, because This is her lifestyle. She should do all the work with her own hands. So why can't you do that? We say that she is our model. A model is to respect your husband, to love your husband, to do things to bring peace in your home, not to impose on your husband to make his life one of stress. And when he's stressed, he's not going to be happy. If he's not happy, your children are not going to be happy. Him and your children are not happy. Do you think you're going to be happy with all the material comfort that you have? Make him happy. And live within your means. And there's nothing shameful to do the work yourself. In fact, doing the work yourself is the sunnah of Hazrat Bibi Fatima radiallahu anha. And Amir al-Sunnah has given a lot of benefits where you do work yourself. It makes keeps your veins supple. If you sit back and don't do any work, it can cause lots of sicknesses because you are inactive and lazy. And a very important thing is that after doing your household chores, that means the household work, read your namaz, do your namaz on time as well, inshallah, and make ibadat and your household work, it'll keep you occupied all the time. Because it's mentioned doing household work raises prestige amongst Islamic sisters. That means they'll take pride in what they do at home. They'll take pride in cooking. They'll take pride in keeping the house clean because they're doing it themselves. And on top of that, it's mentioned that an idle person, idle means you don't do anything, you sit back, let everybody else do the work, you've got nothing to do, you're idle, you become the tool of shaitan. And shaitan, you control your mind, makes you think of, because what shaitan will do? He'll always make you do wrong things, to see wrong things, to hear wrong things. You've got all the time, you take the phone now, you start talking about this person, that, because you've got all the time in the world to make ghibah, gossip, talk about this person, that person. Why? You've got idle time. So imagine if you're busy doing housework, you've got no time to phone. So therefore we're saying, think about these things. So now, nowadays, as I say, because of modern living, you've got a lot of equipment that makes grinding no more. You have to use the chakki to grind. You got things, automatic machine to do grinding, whatever. So things are so easy. And yet, for washing, we got washing machine. And then we got things to do dishwashing. So everything is automated, but still we can't do the work ourselves. You got vacuum cleaners, you got everything automated. You still want a servant to do all that, and you sit back and do nothing. So does it make sense that you sit back and do nothing, and you want to have barakat in your home? Now there's another very beautiful thing about Hazrat Bibi Fatima radiallahu anha. It's mentioned Hazrat Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu that his mother used to make ibadat the whole night. What a beautiful madni point that what is mentioned now about nawafil, that Hazrat Bibi Fatima radiallahu anha, after doing all these household work, she used to sit and cry and make dua for who? For the ummah of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, how sad. Reflect on your lives. Many of you leave nawafil. You don't even read farz salah. You ignore salah completely. And look at the concern of parda of Hazrat Bibi Fatima radiallahu anha. She mentioned that even at the time of her passing away, she put in a will that she must be buried at night so that no male can see her janaza. Look at her concern about parda. So, my dear viewers of my Wadi channel, this is something for us to understand and take, that we have to change our lives, and the way for us to change our lives is to get knowledge of Quran and Sunnah. And the easiest and the best way in this day and age is attach yourself to the mahal of Dawati Islami. Inshallah, in this way, you will start learning about the Sunnah, especially Sunnah of dressing, and practicing Sunnah will bring peace in your home, bring ruhaniyat in your home, in your lives. You find that when you get involved, your children will get involved in the mahal of Dawati Islami. And what is the benefit of your children being involved? You find those children who are involved actively in the mahal of Dawati Islami, they come and kiss their parents' hands. Did your child ever kiss your hand? Out of love, when the children speak to them, their eyes, their gaze is downwards. They got genuine love and respect for their parents because of the mahal of Dawud Islami. What do you see these days? Children looking at the parents in the eyes and demanding and scolding and doing all these things. no harmony in the house, no love in the house, always fighting and quarreling and grumbling, all these kind of things. So you want peace? Get yourself attached to the mahal of Dawat Islami. Get your children attached, get your husband attached. Let him go for kafila. Let your children who are obviously of age where they can travel on their own, get them to also travel on kafila, inshallah. Get them involved in the work of Dawat Islami. Let them attend the weekly ijtima. You yourself, as Islamic sisters, attend the weekly ijtima in your area, inshallah azza wa jal. By being connected to Dawat Islami, you learn about these beautiful things like the lifestyle of Hazrat Bibi Fatima radiallahu anha. By making amal, inshallah azza wa jal, we will have the strength and the conviction to live by our Islamic value. Ameen, bijahin nabil ameen, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
May Dawat-e-Islami be glorious in every corner of the world. May Dawat-e-Islami be glorious in every corner of the world. For the sake of Medina, we are calling upon you, Allah.